We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones and Brian Johnston in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, they're going to try and talk on the subject that I give them without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from that subject. Let us begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the subject is telephone answering machines. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
Yes, well, I'm rather embarrassed to have to admit this publicly, but I don't have a butler. Now, I'm sorry if this should destroy the illusions that many my public has of me, but in lieu of this, I have got a telephone answering machine which records a simple message which I have made myself personally on the tape provided, which says briefly that I'm not available to speak in person because I'm out or indisposed, lying drunk in bed. I don't know any particular reason it could be. I don't like it when I phone other people and they have a telephone answering machine.
Brian Johnston,
he said phone before, about what, an hour ago?
A telephone is...
Not telephone, he said phone.
That's yes. Why I said telephone before, you see.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you said telephone before, you said again now, so that's twice.
No, but telephone. Phone this time.
Brian, you haven't played the game as often as the others.
No,
you,
I know.
You're not likely to, going on at this rate, Brian.
No, it all comes out. Even the guests get no mercy. So, Brian, an incorrect challenge. Pete, another point. And telephone answering machines, 6 seconds, starting now.
Shops will tell you that there's nobody there to speak to you if you want to order something. And I don't...
When Ian Messler blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up and whoever is speaking that moment gains an extra point. It was Peter Jones who also began the subject and gained points during it. He is not only in the lead at the end of that round, he's the only person to have any points. Derek Nimmo, will you take the next round? The subject is carpetbaggers. There are 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Carpetbaggers were so named because after the American Civil War, when the North beat the South, they used to go from the top part of the country, further down, carrying with them these carpet bags, which they had all their possessions within, and tried to secure some of the most influential jobs in that part of the United States. And this then became a name.
Peter Jones, a chance.
Hesitation.
That, I would say, was a hesitation. Yes, Peter, a point to you. 30 seconds on carpetbaggers, starting now.
They didn't have any money. They couldn't afford proper portmanteaus or suitcases, and so they fashioned these carpet bags out of bits of old flooring material made of wool or cotton, whatever. Sometimes they were quite attractive. A lot of sewing went into them. Their mothers and wives were engaged on the needlework of this project for a long time, and when they were ready, they filled them with various articles, which they put in.
Peter Jones is starting in fine style. After his success of a few weeks ago, we have a different audience, I must explain. Peter actually won a few weeks back. He's come back with new adrenaline, and here he is, not only still in the lead, but still the only person with any points.
It's the same old me, apart from the adrenaline.
Kenneth Williams, will you take the next subject? It is Variety. 60 seconds, starting now.
Hal Blue was in Variety, and he used to come on and say, I've been in the Electric Cafe. I go there because the food's so shocking. Well, I always laughed at those jokes. And Nellie Wallace said, I'm a young man at the stage door, always holds me purse, says the change does him good. Well, the Variety place was full of these distinguished artists. And I deplore the fact that we haven't got them with us today to enliven the proceedings as they always did. Variety, someone once said, was the spice of life, unlike the condiments which you would see on a table. They said it gave a flavour of piquancy, if you like. And, of course, variety is in...
Derek Nimmo, Charlie.
Tradition of course.
So, Derek, you've got in now with 3 seconds... No, 4 seconds to go. Variety starting now.
Max Miller, that great comedian, used to say, when roses are red, they're ready for plucking.
Well, I'm glad that Derek Nimmo didn't finish that little rhyme of Max Miller's. Because we might have been back to the limerick situation a few weeks ago. Derek, you were speaking as a whistle. Wayne gained an extra point. You're in second place, and Kenneth has a point. Brian Johnson has yet to score, and he begins the next round. And the subject is great moments. I'm sure you have some to tell us about. Can you do it in the game starting now?
I don't want to sound boastful, but I have had some great moments in my life. I've been lucky.
Peter Jones has challenged.
He's beginning to sound boastful.
What we like to do on this occasion... What we like to do on this occasion is to give Peter a bonus point for a good challenge, but Brian gets one for being interrupted, and he keeps the subject of great moments with 55 seconds starting now.
Because I have been able to see things like the coronation, funerals, weddings, cricket matches...
Peter Jones' challenge.
4 hesitations.
4 hesitations.
I was just making a list. For each of these events.
I know he did, but he hasn't.
Well, you know he did, right. Well, that's all. As long as you know he did, all right.
But he hasn't played the game as often as you and the others, and
you
he.
You keep saying that. I don't know.
You're way out in the lead.
I mean, Earl Williams here goes far slower than that. You let him go on.
Yeah, but he doesn't pause in between.
What
his
about the old? Old? Old?
Yeah.
Sun gold. Come here, sun gold. I'm old. You're
going to
stand there and see.
I'm not, I'm sitting. Oh, she wants to be. You're blind as well.
Oh, I thought, yes, it's that table.
Right. Well, Brian, we're with you still on 45 seconds, and the subject is great moments starting now.
One of the greatest moments that I've had was at the Oval in 1953 when England regained the Ashes after 19 years. Dennis Compton was batting, Arthur Morris was bowling, and he bowled off breaks over the wicket, left hand, which is the other word for a Chinaman. And the batsman to whom I referred with initials DCS... swept the ball towards the gasometer.
Derek Nimmo, Charlie.
An additional ball.
Yes, you did mention that the Brian Morris had the
too
ball.
Many so, too many balls.
I often speak it like that.
Yeah. And there are 19 seconds for Derek on great moments starting now.
A great moment in my life was when Dame Anna Meagle received her DBE. We didn't know about it in the company that I was in. It was a play called Charlie Girl. And suddenly, one read in the newspaper that this great award had been given to this most noble and gracious lady.
Peter Jones, a chance.
Repetition.
Of what?
Well, aren't you listening?
I'm listening. I want to know whether you are. What was the word?
Lady.
Yes, lady. Thank you very much. You're correct. There are 2 seconds on great moments starting now.
I was stuck in the BBC lift with a lady. Lady.
You see, Peter, it can be, when Dennis Compton was repeated, it could be that you come out with the wrong challenge, as Derek did. That's why I have to ask you.
Ah, yes, I see.
But I liked your response.
Well, thank you very
much.
Very
witty, yes. You're still in the lead, by the way.
Of course, I haven't been playing it as long as you've been chairman. I've only been doing it only years.
But it's affected your hair more than mine.
I don't think...
In other words, did you hear that? That great corpulent oaf saying things like that about Peter Jones?
I think it's not done cold for.
So do I, Kevin.
I mean, a poor man labouring there and all the difficulties he's labouring under anyway.
Exactly. And you must remember that I have to play the game with you. You only have to play it with me.
They're working that one out, Peter. I have to play it with all of you. With all 4 of you up against it. So, anyway, we are now going to continue with... who's going to begin? Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin.
Ah.
The subject is egg on face occasions. Will you tell us something about those in the game starting now?
Well, of course, I've had a number of these over a long and successful career. I've appeared in the wrong clothes and made the wrong speech.
And Derek Nimmo challenged.
Wrong.
There are 51 seconds for you on egg on face occasions starting now.
Well, one of the most egg on face occasions I ever heard about was when Peter Jones was coming down a lift at the BBC with this lady, because he took it that she was inviting him to do a little bit of you know what, and she wasn't at all, so that's why he got Earth's Soul of Visage very heavily in that particular BBC machine. But the worst thing that ever happened to me, I must tell you about it, because I think you'll be quite fascinated, as a matter of fact. It was quite a few years ago. I think I was 3 and a half at the time, and I was standing on a beach, and a fellow came up to me and showed me one of those little McGill postcards. I don't know whether perhaps I ought to ask someone I can tell you, but I did have egg on my face when I saw what was written underneath, because there was a line which I thought was quite witty, although rather eggy, I must confess that, because Humpty Dumpty was on the front of it.
Derek Nimmo was saved by the whistle again before he went over and told us one of those rude jokes. Derek, you crept forward. You're one ahead of Brian Johnston. You're two behind our leader, Peter Jones. And Kenneth is still in a commanding fourth place. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is sandstorms. Can you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
They really are singularly terrifying. The first time that I was caught in a sandstorm, I was travelling from Sharjah up through a wadi across to Kofar Khan. I saw in the far distance a cloud no bigger than a man's hand, which assumed enormous proportions, and I saw coming towards me this vast quantity of sand. I got off my camel, it was a thing to do, and crept down behind it. Wilfred Thesiger had taught me to do this personally, so I knew exactly what was required. I took my burnous off, wrapped it around my head, put a little water on it, and waited for the sand to pass over. Now, it took some, I would say, 25 minutes before the worst of this
Savara. No,
doesn't matter, the whistle went before you got to the Zavara. And, Brian, you've moved forward, but you're still one behind Peter Jones, our leader, one ahead of Derek Nimmo in third place. Kenneth Williams is in fourth place, and he's now taking the next subject, which is keeping my figure. Don't laugh, he has a beautiful little diminutive figure there. Beautifully marked, beautifully shaped, and, uses it very effectively on the stage. There are 60 seconds on that subject starting now.
Well, I have met people who say they find great difficulty in keeping their figure. I reply, dieting is no good whatsoever. Reject it utterly. There is only one way to deal with this situation, and it is not by...
...of just a minute, and was speaking as the whistle went, gained a point for that, and also a bonus point for not being interrupted. Alas, he's still in fourth place. He gives great value for money. Brian Johnston, you begin the next round. The subject is things I make lists of, and there are 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
I make lists of a great many things. When you get to my age, you do forget. And so I have a little book in my pocket, and each morning I write down the things which I have to do during the day. Sometimes it's shopping, sometimes it's people I have got to... Sometimes
it's...
I haven't played...
Sometimes.
60 seconds for Derek Nimmo to talk about things I make lists of. I'm so sorry.
How can he have 60 seconds?
Why are you penalising
him? With 60 seconds, and this bloke's had a go. So there must have been some time used up. How can there now be 60 seconds? It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. The sense is that I made a mistake.
Oh,
I am human.
What is it so unusual?
Oh, you never know where you are in this game with these
fellows. It's the first time for everything, Kenneth.
There are 46 seconds left, and Derek has the subject, things I make lists of, starting now.
If I'm in...
Kenneth, I think that time you really didn't get started. No, Kenneth, I agree, you have... There's more than a second.
That's a bit harsh. No, it's not. He's the chairman. Nobody's better judge.
Well, I think it is.
Well, I can see on the watch that here, Mr. Owens, it's more than a second before he started.
It's more than a second.
It's there.
You mumble on so much, I never know when you're going to say start.
Well, I think you know the game sufficiently well to get it. And you're usually cracking like that anyway. Kenneth, I agree you have a hesitation there. 44.5 seconds on things I make lists of, starting now.
I make lists of all those delightful people. Derek Nimmo, I put right at the top because he has such fanciful flights of imaginative delight. I sit enthralled when he...
Derek Nimmo, chap.
Repetition of I. We're playing a really tough game tonight. You know, a tough game.
Well, you can't make a list of Derek Nimmo.
But you didn't challenge, Peter.
He may have a list, but he isn't one.
He may be at the top of a list, but you didn't challenge. It was Derek who challenged. And Kenny still has the subject and 31 seconds on things I make lists of.
Are you saying he didn't say I
put down the impressionists. After all, one thinks in terms of Degas, Caravaggio, and my dear old Gattrino. So called because, you know, it means squint-eyed. And his real name, Francesco Barbieri, is Frank Barber, which doesn't sound at all interesting, as opposed to the foreign version. Rather like Jose Moreno, a lot better than Joe Brown. But on the other hand, you see, we're very effective.
Revolution of UC.
Yes, you did say you see before, yes. I thought you were going to have him for deviation. He's got away from the
really?
Lists of...
Well, I thought you weren't going to give me a point at all, so I'm really quite pleased the way it's turned out.
Derek, you have a correct challenge, and you have 3 seconds for things I make lists of starting...
Radishes, sausages, turnips and peas, greens and johns and beans and...
Well, Derek Nimmo was speaking as the whistle went and has now taken the lead, but the scoring situation is very interesting. There's only 1 point separating each of them in this order. Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, Brian Johnston, and then Kenneth Williams. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is a much-needed invention. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I'd like some kind of invention to stop me repeating myself or hesitating, let alone deviating from the subject. If it could be an electronic impulse which just fitted under my arm or some other place in my body and gave me a little twinge when I was about to do this, then I might easily be able to speak more fluently and with some kind of oratoric...
Janet Williams.
I think his deviation. He speaks beautifully and most fluently. I think to say that he doesn't speak fluently is deviation.
But he didn't say that. He said he would like to speak then more. He would speak more fluently.
But I think that's impossible. Nobody could speak more fluently than Peter Jones.
Well,
Peter Jones not only speaks fluently, he speaks so mellifluously. It's so easy on the ear. People say, if only I could hear more of that Peter Jones.
Have you been sniffing glue?
Nose is naturally that shape. Peter, you did say that you could speak more fluently, so Kenneth's challenge is incorrect. You keep the subject, a much-needed invention. There are 37.5 seconds starting now.
Also something to wake one up quietly and gently in the morning, not as fiercely and as vulgarly as an alarm clock or even buzzer, and not music, either. I think something that would be...
Hesitation, yes, Derek. You have the subject with 21.5 seconds, a much-needed invention, starting now.
Well, I tell you what I think is a much-needed invention. Some kind of little device you can pop onto your back, and so you can fly personally. Don't want aeroplanes, great big helicopters, things like that. Some wonderful...
Kenneth, there were two sums. Yes, there were, Kenneth. Well, listen, 10 seconds are left. A much-needed invention starting now.
It should be one which, when you press the grapefruit, results in any squirts being determined away from you. I didn't know what quite to say there. I meant diversity.
Having now been on the panel of Just a Minute, I know what it's like. You see, the word comes in. He wanted diversity, but it didn't come out. It came out of determined,
doesn't it? I mean, my agony was visible to all. I was left omelette surly visage.
Yeah.
So, Kenneth, you've leapt forward. You're one ahead of Brian Johnston, one behind Peter Jones, and two behind Alida Derek Nimmo, who begins the next round. The subject, Casablanca. Will you tell us something about that subject, Derek, starting now?
So after this terrible sandstorm, my camel arrived in Casablanca, and I took out my rosary beads and crossed myself and thanked the good Lord for allowing me to survive the terrible hardships I'd undergone before I reached Casablanca. And then I wandered into a rather pretty little bar where there were some unusually effete and sensitive Englishmen sitting there wrapped in long dish dashes, which, as you know, is a sort of robe that people tend to wear in that part of the world.
First point for a delightful challenge. Also, Derek Nimmo, a point for being interrupted. He keeps the subject. There are 13 seconds on Casablanca starting now.
They made a very good film called Casablanca, which starred the late Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, and he was supposed to have said within this film, "Play it again, Sam." I don't know whether that is absolutely correct.
Well, at the end of that round, getting an extra point for speaking as the whistle went, Derek Nimmo has increased his lead, but he's only two ahead of Peter Jones, and Kenneth Williams begins the next round, and the subject is asteroids. Will you tell us something about those in the game starting now?
These are electrons, meteors, sometimes they're also called stars. Like me, I twinkle, and when I arrive in France, they always say, "Oh, vous êtes enchanté, Estorillon." I think it's very nice to be greeted in that fashion. Asteroids go across the sky. It was, in fact, a great astronomer who said, "Shooting stars go across the skies at night." The oral tradition, that is to say, they are gone once they have been seen, and that the written tradition stays forever.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Two traditions.
Yes, you talked about tradition before. Sorry, Kenneth, and congratulations on the way you wriggled out of the sky in the skies. I thought that was superb. There are 16 seconds on asteroids with Derek starting now.
When I first met Kenneth Williams, he said to me, "I thought that I have got the most terrible asteroids." It wasn't, in fact, what he said, but I was for a long time rather puzzled, and I looked it up in the dictionary, and I found it was these little minor stars that went around the solar system.
Derek Nimmo saved by the whistle once again. Shooting all over the place, I have no doubt. We've now reached the end of this particular contest and game, and Brian Johnston, who came back from his previous trance, finished in fourth place. Only 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who gave such excellent value as usual. He was 2 points behind Peter Jones, who was excellent and outstanding as ever. And way out in the lead was that superlative player of the game, the one and only Derek Nimmo. And we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, enjoyed listening to it as much as we've enjoyed playing it, and we'll be tuning in again when Just a Minute once more takes to the air and we all play this delightful game. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parson. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkins.